Hello and welcome to the November. Hello and welcome to the November 14th edition of the Laughing Place podcast. My name today is Tangaroa, and joining me today on my left are Rongo.
Yeah.
On my right, the lovely Maui.
Aloha.
And across from me, better than the original, Uhoa.
Is that the one with the big clock?
No, that's the one from under new management.
Aoa.
Yeah, sadly, I haven't seen that show enough, I think.
why Maui?
Because I don't know any of these goddesses, so I go to Wikipedia, I find the names, and I randomly pick some. The only one I know is Tangaroa.
Father of all.
You wouldn't believe how hard I searched for the
script.
Well,
it could be, she could have been Pele or something. That would be bad.
I tried to find the script so I would know who was who. I could not find the script.
Isn't Tangaroa father of all Tony the Tiger?
He is voiced by the one and only Throwaway from Scotland. Let me say, he does a great job.
That Oahu resort breaks ground next week.
He does such a great job, he lost his head.
Anyway, Doobie is me.
He does a bison of a good job.
The idiot over there is Fanboy. The one with the actual...
Mac Buff!
What's a bison of a
job?
I don't know. I was just trying. It was quick. He did so good, he went on the Disneyland Railroad.
While the smoking lamp was out.
Okay.
The one on the right with actual Disney news was Rebecca.
Yep.
And then me.
And then there's Captain John
Captain John.
I hear Captain John is not going to be doing meet and greets at Disneyland anymore.
I heard that, too.
So,
and that's nice, being that I'm in Florida. But yes, I know exactly what you mean.
I heard Captain Jack's not doing meet and greet either.
Yes.
Two in 1 week. C'est tragique.
If you'd like to reach us, you can do so at podcast.thousandplace.com. That would be via email. Or you can call us at 866-718-9408.
You did that without looking at the paper.
I did, although I did stumble. That would be by telephone. Or you can post a message on the thousandplace.com discussion boards in the podcast section.
How do they fax us?
321-234-0289. That's perfectly fine.
I have a question.
I have that number memorized, which I never use.
I've got a question. You know how when you have in a SIG file, they always have the little phone represent phone, and then their little computer represent email. What is the little symbol for message board?
Two people arguing.
A flame.
Yeah, a flame.
It is good to be back up.
Okay.
102.
This is podcast number 102, and in Disney jargon, we are, is this full capacity?
Well, it depends. If you're a Disney World fan, this means we're back up. If you're a Disneyland fan, this means absolutely nothing.
And so in two episodes at Disneyland, we're back up, right?
Right.
But then the episode after that, we're only at reduced capacity.
Right, and then after that, we'll be back up from the reduced capacity.
So, okay, but for those of you not quite at the geek level of Doobie and Fanboy,
why
let me
are you
explain.
Listening to this show?
This is they're referring to the radio codes when attractions are either down for, you know, somebody dropped a hat and so they have to close down the attraction and go get it or something.
Or test track
is
broken.
Yeah, the radio code for that is 101. And here at Disney World, when it comes back up from that, it would be 102. In California, it would be 104. And in California, when it comes back up, but it's not operating fully yet, but it is operational, then it would be 105. So, you know, just little radio speak. I don't know if they still even use it, because now that they've gone to those, they used to have, like, you know, little radios. Now they have, like, Nextels and text messaging and all sorts of other bazillion different things that they, Blackberries and iPhones and all kinds of crap. So
luckily, no Verizon phones, ironic. I'm excited, though. Next week, we get to use the bathroom. If you're a Walt Disney World fan.
103?
Yeah.
Oh, that's how they radio to ask.
Was it too much to ask them to have radio codes that matched?
I have a question. I've been thinking about this a lot because I have no life. But so you got to figure at one point Disneyland and Disney World, you know, Disney World was based off of Disneyland. You know, all the management came over. So I think Disneyland originally had 101 and 102. But then they thought that was not enough information. 103 already had to be used for potty. So then they skipped 102 and 103 to create the 104 and 105 we all know and love. Because Disneyland doesn't have a 102 and 103. So right. I don't think they consciously skipped it. I just think that they evolved, whereas Walt Disney World is still in the Cretaceous period.
And again, I say, couldn't they just come up with something that matched?
It's funny, since Disneyland was around first, I'm just surprised that it didn't just naturally evolve the same way here, based upon there. So,
because Disneyland, they had no other parks to worry about.
Good point.
So the reason we're actually here today is not to discuss radio codes and whatever other garbage we talked about today, but to talk Disney.
I beg to differ. I beg to differ.
That is exactly why we are here.
That is exactly why we are
here.
Discuss
the ridiculous elements of Disney that nobody else would bother to talk
about.
That's
fair enough.
That should be your captain's challenge. What is a code H?
There you go.
Is it? Because otherwise I'm going to talk about it.
There it is.
Okay. Then I will move on from, because I was really interested in. anyway, last week we talked about Disney financials, which I guess were they disappointing? The street certainly thought so, right?
Yeah, and I guess it depends which way you look at it. It wasn't disappointing from the perception of the current state. You know, earnings were up. But if you're looking at sort of the guidance they offered for next year, you're thinking, maybe they should offer some discounts.
And so Disney thought, hey, let's offer some discounts. And what was the big one? 7 nights for the price of 4?
Yep.
Which is the first time, not ever, but the first time since, what, 2001?
I think 2005. Okay. 2004, 2005. Which, you know, I think it's ironic that it comes to around $1,200. So if you're a family of two, it's just about your economic stimulus check.
What a coincidence
that is.
Yeah, I know. And that includes park admission, right?
Yes.
But not dining.
No, not dining.
So, I know this got a lot of play in the media, as everything Disney does. Is this that big a deal? I mean, what do you think, Financial Boy?
Well, I think it's definitely a bargain. The most recent budget deal I remember is a family of four for a week for $1,600, and this is a substantial savings from that. So I think it's, you know, in many ways just trying to show that Disney's lowering prices to try and spur business, and then the key will be, is it successful or not? Although one thing I should note is that I was just on DisneyWorld.com, and I noticed that they extended park hours for Thanksgiving week. So, you know, that's a good sign.
Oh, yeah, totally.
For a place that, you know, with the economic issues the country's having and then stuff like that, when you go to the parks, you'd have no clue that, you know, maybe Disney is Universal, you would.
Except a little sign in front of Mickey's house.
Although I did notice on my way out of the Magic Kingdom that the place would have, it did say there were vacancies at the resorts.
Really?
Rooms are available.
It always says that, doesn't it?
Every yes. single night. I believe it said that on December 31st, 1999.
There's no way, there's not like a no vacancy light they switch on. It just says that.
Well, that's true. The other,
for those of you making your, for the, just in curious, if you actually are planning your trip while you're on World Drive, you're probably not going to get the $1,200 deal.
Another interesting thing that I noticed the other day, I went to the Magic Kingdom with some friends, and they were doing holiday shopping, and I noticed some new antenna balls, and when I picked them up to see what the price was on them, there was no price listed.
They're free.
No. Not free.
Oh.
It's just they only have a SKU. And I guess this is happening with more and more items. I just noticed it myself with the antenna balls, but my mom, who does some of the shopping for our laughingplace.com shopping service,
cha-ching,
said that she's noticed it on a few items as well. And I was thinking, this could go either way. This would work as a benefit for them if they say they want their, I don't know, how much are an antenna ball, Debbie?
$4.95 at the park, substantially more at the Laughing Place store.
Antenna balls are $4.95, so if there's an economic downturn that's substantial enough and they wanted to move them, if they don't have a price on them, then they can easily mark them down and not have it look like a markdown. And on the opposite side, too, if they decide to increase the cost, they can very easily do that without having people having to re-tag everything.
Which is expensive.
Not only that, but you also have to make sure that you remove the previous tag, because consumers, unfortunately now, will just peel off the one price to get the cheaper price underneath kind of thing, apparently. So
I did notice that when I was at the Magic Kingdom last night, the ticket booth, the price list above them now is just a bunch of SKUs instead of actual dollar signs.
Stop.
Time goes on.
What ticket do you want? Hang on.
They're all still standard. They haven't gone with, like, the menus at the quick service locations yet where they're like screens, right? They're all
TTC
still
has
they're all
some
still
screens,
painted,
right? TTC.
I know somewhere has a couple, but they're still mostly painted.
Yeah, I don't know.
So there's a so it's not like that can change quite as quickly as some of the other things.
I think they actually delay the price increase because they have to make sure that they can afford from the additional revenue
exactly.
the cost of the signs.
Yeah. But that'll change over time. You know that eventually it'll be signage, and then it'll just and it'll be
those
LCD screens, and it'll be oh, dude, can you imagine if they went to pricing like baseball stadiums do, like here in for our Tampa Bay Rays when the Yankees
American
come to
League
town,
champion Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah, when the Yankees come to town or the Red Sox come to town, you pay a premium price for the same seat that you would have paid you know the other yeah. day. Can you imagine if Disney started to do that where they had like
when the Yankees come to town,
holiday,
they charge more for
holiday
Disney
Magic Your Way pricing versus typical Magic Your Way pricing. But I guess some people would argue they already do that since they have reduced hours for their Christmas parties at the Magic Kingdom, and so you're getting so you know
Christmas party.
Yeah.
There's Christmas parties at the Met. Wait a
Already.
Second. Hold on. It is November 12th as we record this.
Yeah.
And how many
Happy
have there
Valentine's
been?
Day.
Two already?
Post.
Yeah, there's already been two. And I couldn't believe it. I was there last week, and it was, you know, all Halloween. Because they had Halloween parties after. They didn't? Oh, I thought they had some
Halloween. Halloween was on a Friday this year.
Fanboy shaking his head at me. Okay. I thought that they had some. I thought they had some Halloween parties after. But okay. They did have the decor. Still up, and then
because since Halloween was on a Friday, we all know that no one in that department possibly would work over the weekend, so therefore it came down Sunday night.
And so when I came on Monday to record for the website the Veterans Day celebration that they had both Monday and Tuesday this year, I was really surprised to see Christmas up, and Christmas was everywhere, and it was amazing. They have a beautiful poinsettia Mickey and Christmas trees out in front of the train station.
I really like what they did with the floral this year.
Yeah, it's just stunning. And they've woven lights in between.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
It was pretty.
And so being there just got us in such a mood that we had to go to MVMCP.
Once upon a Christmas time at Christmas.
And so we went to Very Merry, Very Merry Christmas last night.
Wow, blast from the past.
Christmas time. At Disneyland, and had did we have a good time? First of all, what was your highlight, Captain John?
Cookies and hot chocolate.
Presented by Little Einstein's Christmas Wish, now available on Disney DVD.
Cookies dipped in hot cocoa.
Definitely, and or crumbled into the hot cocoa.
Oh, that's also
or
good.
Or apple slices dipped in hot cocoa.
Or apple slices not taken by mostly anybody there.
I went with the goal of having one pack of apple slices for every cookie I had. I ended up having seven cookies and two packages of apple slices, so I failed.
Is it still the Incredibles apples?
I think so.
Well, I thought it was the old hag apples.
Well, that'd be funny.
That would be awesome. I'm not going to eat this, Bob. No!
I saw what happened to Snow White.
It's a magic wishing apple slices.
You remember how... So sometimes I wonder if they'll... You know, they've removed cigarettes from stuff and whatever. And so, you know, concern...
Well, then they put them back, though.
Concern that, you know, you'll turn off children from apples. They'll have to, like, change it and it won't be an apple anymore.
Don't even joke about it.
It's a magic poison. Universal ticket.
A poisoned Easter bunny. Uh-oh.
So, any other... It didn't change much from last year, did it? Although, there was something new this year, wasn't there? At least I don't remember it from last year. I placed a playtest Disney games from Buena Vista
Games. Yeah, I hadn't seen that before. That was cool. They had a Think Fast.
They've had it for in the past. I mean, I remember they used to have it at Timekeeper before it turned into
That's right.
Majestic Laughlin.
Yeah.
I don't know
I remember that.
If the location changed or I can't remember honestly last year.
All right, then I guess other than that, not much new this year.
This year they did, though a couple years ago, last time I remember it, they did not have Wii games to test. Nintendo DS.
It was
PS2s and NES systems, I think.
Really? Wasn't Atari 2600 a couple years ago?
Oh, but it was fun.
In Fortran.
It was a good time as always. Let's see. They have the Twas the Night Before Christmas show out at the Galaxy Theater for the last year, I guess, if the rumors at Jim Hill are right that they're going to build a parking lot out there. So, I mean, I don't know where the show's going to go.
So you're telling
me
they're taking a theme park and turning it into a parking lot?
Exactly. You were reading my mind.
I mean, the show could obviously go somewhere else. I don't know where it could go.
I know where.
Where?
Disney's Hollywood Studios, like everything else the Magic Kingdom does.
That'd be funny.
You can't take the Christmas party to Hollywood Studios. You can't. You can't.
That'd be like taking grad night. Or
No, it would not be nothing like that.
No, because when you got that castle to light up all pretty.
What are you
going to
do, light up the sorcerer hat?
Yeah, boring.
No. Which is already kind of lit up anyway.
Yeah, not nearly as pretty. That's a bad idea.
They'll light up the AT-AT out front of Star Tours.
AT-AT.
That'd
be cool.
The AT-AT.
Popcorn okay, or Popcorn or churro? AT-AT or AT-AT?
AT-AT.
AT-AT. But I say AT-AT.
Okay. AT-NT is my guess. Okay.
AT-NT.
Not Verizon?
I know I'm voting for Twas the Night Before Christmas to move to the Castle Show, because that's Castle Stage. I realize it'd have to be limited, that you wouldn't have the same kind of set pieces, and you probably couldn't have the live orchestra anymore. And so
you can have the bed.
It'd be sad. Yeah, you could. You can have the bed on that stage.
That's the most important part of that show.
But the scary... But that other show is so scary. Those horses are...
Horses
Let's have a joyous celebration.
Those horses are...
Let's do a show that hasn't changed since 1984. Let's have a joyous celebration.
See, and they didn't want the parade to get stale like that, and so this is only the second year for the... What's the name of this parade?
Once Upon a Christmas Time at Christmas.
So, having now experienced
at the very Merry Christmas party.
For a second year, are you a fan of this parade?
The parade's just fine. I mean, I never saw the other one, so it's a Christmas parade, and you know.
Now I know we didn't see the first.
It's a bunch of recycled floats and Christmas music.
Are you saying that the castle show castle floats in that parade?
There are floats in there that are in other parades,
other Christmas parades, and other normal parades as well.
I like the way they built that huge one at the end.
Oh, that big mirrored castles. Oh yeah, that's a beautiful one.
Just for this show, just for this parade.
Never seen it.
Do you realize when that float?
We'll never see it again.
I bet you that float, when it's finally time to retire, will have an 18-month celebration around it.
I wish it had an odometer. I want to know how many miles.
You know
that
thing started at Disneyland for like Disneyland's 25th. I think
that was 3,000 miles just to get it here.
Past the St. Louis Arch.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Part of it's in the Smithsonian.
Oh, they should have had it travel down, what was it, Times Square, like they did with the electrical parade that time.
The parade music is reminiscent of the horrible music at the Pirate and Princess party.
Wait. Hang on. Okay. I will retell the story of Doobie and I's torture that evening.
Self-inflicted,
I will admit. But we were waiting for – Rebecca was off doing something, and we were just waiting at the same spot. And when you're not in front of the floats, you know, when you're not in the parade area, the background music sounds just horrible.
Horrible.
It's so incredibly repetitious.
And very repetitive and mellow.
Oh, you are so right.
Yeah. But when you're actually in front of the parade and, you know, you actually can hear the changing music, it actually sounds okay.
Makes sense. So I didn't want people to be
unlike
thrown off.
Unlike the Pirate and Princess Parade,
right,
which sounds horrible. In fact, I hear it's better the farther you wait.
That's what I said. That's
what
I said.
I enjoy it from here, right here at this table. But that's the point I wanted to make. Don't be thrown off by the music. It's a good parade when you're
it
actually
has
watching
a lot
it.
Yummy.
Yeah.
Energy. The parade itself, because we...
And
like
it has scents.
Yeah, it smells nice. It
smells like teen spirit.
And it has a much higher energy than the ambient music makes you think if you're just kind of walking by it.
It's also very long.
It is very long. Is it like 38 minutes or something?
No, you're thinking of Universe of Energy.
Dude, it seemed like it lasted
about 35-ish.
As you sit there and watch it pass you, according to my videotape, it is somewhere in the neighborhood of 25-30 minutes.
Oh, wow. But now, we had a really neat experience because we were seated next to a family who was there visiting Give Kids the World Village, and their little girl she had a little pink button, and you know, saying that part of the Give Kids the World, it had her name on it, which was Elizabeth, and she was all dolled up as a Cinderella, the beautiful blue dress and the banner that said Birthday Princess and her crown and sparkly. She'd been to Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique.
That's going to be a really popular banner next year.
And before the
right up there with the theme park insider in front of
and before the parade, they were doing their pre-parade fun stuff with the kids. They were playing with hula hoops and whatnot.
Did I ever say
that? Yes, I know you're not a fan, but it was cute. All the kids were out on the street hula hooping, and she couldn't go participate. And a cast member came over and was talking to her, and the cast member's name was Chris. And she asked the little girl, how's it going or whatever. And the little girl was like, I have nothing to do. And she just said with a little saddest little face, I have nothing to do. And the cast member disappeared for a little bit and came back with a bottle of bubbles and sat there blowing bubbles for a while. And the little girl was able to pop them. you know, while she sat there waiting for the parade. And I just thought that was so sweet. And then during the parade, like, I would say every person that passed us made sure to wave at her. The dancers wished her a happy birthday because they were able to actually, you know, read the birthday sash and whatnot. It was just the
amount reindeer
of
tried
attention.
To go home with her.
The reindeer, unfortunately.
No, the reindeer tried to kill me.
The reindeer tripped over the curb waving at her.
And
it was so funny.
I saw my life flash before my eyes.
Popcorn or churro? Reindeer with tongue, reindeer without tongue.
Oh, with tongue, easy.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I like Walt Disney World reindeer versus Disneyland reindeer.
No, Walt Disney World reindeer don't have tongue anymore.
I'm just saying, Disney World reindeer versus Disneyland reindeer.
What's the difference?
The Disneyland reindeer, you know, they look more like a regular deer now. They don't have the
rounded. Oh, right. No, definitely Disney World.
Yeah, yeah. Me too. How about you?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, I like the caricature more than the other one.
But yeah, this was very close to being the Captain John Memorial episode.
But not to be confused
with got run over by a
Disneyland
reindeer.
Snowman or Walt Disney World Snowman.
Wait, you said it. Captain John got run over by a reindeer.
That's what I was thinking. What happened?
From our gosh, Christmas Eve.
Watching the parade on November 12th.
So
11th.
Celebrate Veterans Day.
Veterans Day.
Go to the Christmas party. But, you know, and so that was really, and you could tell it meant a lot. So her mom was just, I wasn't sure who had a bigger smile on her face, the little girl or her mom. Her brothers, you know, they were indifferent. They were like, woohoo, parade, no big deal. But mom and little girl were definitely having the time of their life. And it was a lot of fun. It was so much fun.
She'll be back next year and hear lots of this song.
And in Disneyland, where their Christmas is now kicking off as well, they have a new press release.
Bling in the season.
With the exciting news that for the first time in 53 years of Disneyland Christmas trees, their tree this year is fake.
Gasp.
I don't think that's what the press release says.
It says after 53 years, this tree is artificial.
Oh, okay.
A.K.A. fake. And this is the highlight of the press release. Now, you might say, why highlight the fact you have a fake tree? It's because it gives them the opportunity to have
62,000.
Actually, that's K, which is 1,024, so that's more like... Oh, no. This isn't computer stuff.
62,000 lights, apparently.
And electro-symphomagnetic musical sounds?
Apparently embedded within the tree, I guess.
Yeah, LED lights, and they're going to do a little show.
Wow. Apparently.
Like Lights of Winter.
Those aren't on a tree. I guess they are on a tree as well, aren't they?
Not really.
No.
Just the archways.
Yeah. So, and then the other exciting thing, they also went through the litany of the normal stuff they have this year, but the other thing they were excited about this holiday season for the first time is the reopening of the Sleeping Beauty walkthrough, which has nothing to do with Christmas, and is not opening at the same time the Sleeping Beauty DVD came out, but yet is one of their...
You do have to walk by the castle that has Christmas lights on it in order to get in it.
That is true.
They're doing the back this year at Disneyland.
Oh, that's nice.
They're what?
They're doing the back.
Oh, that's cool.
Back. Here they haven't done the back
No.
Are the reindeer
back? Hey,
did
you notice the A on Cinderella Castle?
Yes.
That castle's got a big A.
It's
big
really A. Two of them. There's one from the side as well.
Yeah, I saw that. Because
it's the way that the window frame is and the way they illuminated
it. I'm really surprised that they actually bothered to, you know.
Yeah. Do the cross?
Yeah.
I never would have noticed, but I was standing next to some strangers and the guy said, look, what do you think that A's for? And they spent about 5 minutes trying to figure out what the A stood for.
The guy beside me was like, why is there an A? I would have thought a C.
I want to start a rumor. That's actually Anastasia's castle.
Well, you know what I want to start a rumor? Is if you look really closely and kind of squint, underneath it are two windows, and so they kind of look like T's because, you know, a window is like... So it looks like AT&T,
for Verizon.
So it's like sponsored by AT&T.
Just in time for Verizon.
And then other lights make these red hieroglyphics that spell things.
Uh-oh. You know, it's like a secret message
AT&T,
from beyond.
To Indy, all recorder card.
Come
to this place.
So they're going to start giving out Christmas cards that you have to, like, use to decipher the secret message on the castle.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, do those lights work with those, like, little prism glasses?
Oh, I don't know.
They should give those out. That's what I say. Next year, they give out those little weird glasses.
Disneyland was talking about how beautiful their tree is. I can't tell you how excited I was to see the Magic Kingdom's Christmas tree this year.
Which, it's so special that they used invisible seeds.
They want to have a special reveal for it. They wanted to bring out closer to Christmas. In fact, when is it coming? Like December 23rd or something?
I don't think it's coming that late, is it?
No. Disney,
usually it's down by the castle until Regis and Kelly film, so I suspect since we haven't
seen
it yet... But they
broadcast live on Christmas Day.
We'll see it... Yeah, okay.
Well, they press the button to play it live.
But so Regis, so I figure, you know, it'll be after Regis and Kelly record that. And rumors right now are what, like November 9th? November 29th, December 1st, that area is when they're going to be filmed. That's what the rumors are at the moment. I guess you can go if you want to be part of this show, because you can go and be an extra. If you live in the, you know, Central Florida area or are going to be here on vacation, you can go to Lightship. Look up Lightship Entertainment in Google, and they have a little message on their website.
Lightship produces the Christmas party?
They
do everything.
Regis and Kelly, yeah.
I want to be Lightship.
Yeah, so there, in fact, there's a little thing on...
I
want
to be a princess. I want to be a pirate. I want to be Lightship Entertainment.
There's a little message on their Contact Us page right now that says, if you wish to contact us about the Disney, you know, Christmas party... Christmas show.
Don't.
No, it says information is coming soon.
If this sounds disjointed, I apologize. We paused for a moment so I could check this out on the fabulous Theme Park Rangers blog of the Orlando Sentinel. And according to them, the tentative dates for the recording of the Christmas show are November 29th and December 6th in the Magic Kingdom.
You're doing it at the Magic Kingdom show?
This year, yeah. Next year, Hollywood Studios, because everything in the Magic Kingdom is the Hollywood Studios. And speaking of AT&T, as we were about two minutes ago, Disney, the home of the 100-foot Nextel towers, and the...
Those aren't Nextel towers, those are trees!
...has just announced a spectacular new deal. And let me
They should put LEDs on that.
That would be cool. We could do a little dance every time a phone call is made.
Exactly.
Be like a little...
Like that little airplane thing that I bought for you that was in the car that would light up when you get your cell phone calls.
That would be cool. Anyway, Disney announced an agreement with Verizon today.
Dun-dun-dun!
And Verizon's already the company that's being used for the Kim Possible World Showcase adventure opening in fall 2008 until it was delayed until early next year.
It said that?
No. This says early. It's funny, though. The press release says early next year, but it links to the original press release, which says fall 2008. So that's funny. But in addition, they say that guests who come to Disney World with the Verizon phones in the beginning next year will have things such as an exclusive mobile application that will give guests with Verizon wireless service the ability to easily locate shows, restaurants, and the Disney characters anywhere inside the park. You can get real-time attraction availability information, access mobile games, receive messages from characters, and more. For example, you can just say, "Where's Mickey now?" And they'll tell you. He's at the Galaxy Theater in bed with Minnie Mouse.
He's at Toontown, in Galaxy Palace Theater, and in the castle.
Now, I remember a long time ago, a good friend of ours, John Frost of the DisneyBlog.com, wrote about, he used to do a column for us called Dispatch from Disneyland. And he wrote about this theoretical future thing you'd have. It was kind of like a virtual Mickey that would be your...
Like a Pal Mickey?
Pal Mickey.
It was like a Pal Mickey, but it went further.
Except it was holographic,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it was holographic.
Like Emperor Palpatine?
Yes.
Or CNN,
yeah.
But it did more than Pal Mickey did because it had like real stuff like this. So it's kind of neat to see it actually coming to fruition. This to me is one of the most exciting things Disney could announce. I mean, and this seems like such a Bob Iger thing, too.
One thing interesting, though, is that if you... It's not going to be restricted only to Verizon customers.
But it says
read
exclusive.
That down the bottom. Not the one that says about Verizon. Let's see here. While Verizon wireless customers will have exclusive access to an array of enhanced features, Disney and Verizon are also working to ensure that some mobile information, such as dining location, showtimes, and locations, will be available to all park visitors regardless of their wireless company.
Oh, that's good. So I'm glad the managers will be able to get the information as well.
But it sounds like wait times and that kind of stuff is what they're offering to the Verizon customers. That's what I get from that. Is that what you guys got?
That's what I would get from that, but...
You know what I got from that? To be determined.
Yeah,
exactly. Okay.
So, but I don't know. Do anyone else agree that that's actually quite exciting?
It's very cool.
I agree it's quite exciting, but yet I could say that being that I thought they should be doing that a long time ago.
I thought it was quite exciting when they first tested it with Palm Pilots and then Mickey's. Pal Mickey's and then Nintendo DS's,
But now it's here. Now it's a press release. The testing is over.
Just
wait. Test track? Still testing.
Kim Possible.
Kim Possible still testing.
That was testing. There was a press release and...
2 years ago, if I'm not mistaken.
So it's been a while.
Are you saying this may not come when they say it's going to come?
I will be happy if it does, but I'm one of those people who will wait until it is here.
Okay.
Do you... I just
wonder how many people...
You know, there's some group there that says that comes up with these things. And is it that everything they've tried has not worked? Did Pal Mickey not work? Did the Nintendo DS not work? Did all these other things not work? So they finally just went with cell phones?
Or see, maybe it was just that cell phones are so...
ubiquitous?
I guess so.
Because I remember when you used to... pilot program at DCA where you would text message somebody and you would get text messages throughout the day to remind you about showtimes and coupons and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that how many people carry their Nintendo DSs around them all the time and how many people want to...
I get it, but I just think it's funny that they're finally getting to this.
Rather than they should have started, rather than just...
Don't mess with R&D. They're off on their own. They know what they're doing. Just keep giving them money.
Well, I suspect it. I mean, I wonder if in part it had to do with that. Up until recently, especially here in the States, text messaging was not included in your plan.
Right.
And a lot of people, you know, 25 cents a message or whatever, I mean... I remember it being expensive back when the DCA stuff. I mean, I could be wrong as far as the price, but that was, you know, my memory. But now most people, I think, have, you know, it included within their plans. So I could see where that would, you know, could have impacted the decision to refocus on cell phones.
Yeah, and ultimately that probably is the best way to do it. Although Pal Mickey was kind of cool too, but
Mickey was cool in that he connected with the kids because 5-year-olds don't have cell phones yet.
Yeah, they do actually.
5-year-olds?
I think so.
Not yet.
The only problem with Pal Mickey,
10-year-olds, yeah,
was that he was bulky, and you couldn't hear him.
Yeah, that was the thing.
That's the only problem, you couldn't hear him.
It's like
remember you have to stick. You know, I hate to. It's like when they tested it, they didn't test it in the actual theme park.
Pal Mickey should have had an earphone.
Yeah, plugging in his butt or something. Looks like a tail.
Plug Pal Mickey's tail into your ear. That's a great idea.
And also, it would give me wrong information from what I remember.
That'll still happen, I'm sure.
I'm sure that'll still happen, but it's just funny. It's like the purpose of its existence work.
It could really change theme park going, because if you think about it, like right now, let's say that it has something where you can get an alert that such and such ride is under a 30-minute wait. Let's say that it's that savvy.
Not anymore.
Where you can say, here are the rides I really want to experience today. Please alert me when they are below, you know, 35, 40-minute wait, whatever, you know, you say. So we, as average Joe theme park goer, who probably won't use this technology necessarily because we don't go, you know, focused on the regular guest.
Right.
It'll be funny because we have certain patterns that we're used to, certain attractions we know during what times of day they, you know, tend to decline in attendance or whatnot.
This could really change it
because all of a sudden, you know, 500 people are getting a message that says, please run over to such attraction because the wait's short.
And here's another thing with Pal Mickey. It wasn't just it actually wasn't for the Aladdin and Jasmine are over at this part of the park or the parade is going to start. It was more for you walk by the statue and it told you some silly fact about it.
Right.
Is that even like really, is it going to be trivia or is it just, this is just more.
I think that falls under TBD.
Yeah.
Although there's one thing that would make me more excited about this is if I had confidence that the wait times would be accurate. Cause quite frankly, the signs in front of the attractions are not all that reliable. Since they went electronic instead of just some cast member going, looks like about 20 minutes.
That just—I don't know. That seems to me like it can't work. As soon as you broadcast to 5,000 people, the wait time is under 30 minutes. The wait time will no longer be under 30 minutes.
So it'll be—that's what I say. It'll be really interesting. Yeah. And Disney's so concerned. One of the things that Disney really focuses on is consumer expectations. Whenever they do anything, they really try to make sure that they kind of, you know, not oversell something, so that when you experience something, you have wow, you know, it's amazing. So they would have this at the forefront of their thinking, I would presume, that they don't want their guests to come there, oh, hey, but my cell phone says it's 35 minutes.
What if it was the opposite way, though? What if it only told you, this line is way too long for you to go on? So that would mean everybody would kind of shift.
Well, Well, there's a third there is a third option, and it's just a tip board, in that it doesn't send you a text message, right. But you just check it.
Like every now and then.
And then it shouldn't be.
No. I can see it now. Just like I remember you'd read the old unofficial guide, and it said when a certain park had extra magic hours, you went to the other park.
Yeah. Yep.
That's going to be the tip now. When it says the wait time at Pirates is 30 minutes, go to Haunted Mansion.
It'll be really. I'm just excited to see how it'll change our theme park going as people who won't necessarily be relying on it to the same extent.
We're just gonna watch the lemmings. We're gonna get the updates and just laugh at all the people running all over.
That'd be great. Like when we look at the wait time. Sometimes because we go so regularly, you look at the sign and you see what the wait time is, and you're like, oh, okay, that's way off this way. You know, it's too short.
It'll just be funny. Think if a ride breaks down and then you get an alert that tells you it's back up. You'll be able to see the wave of people. Like, say if, you know, Tower of Terror or something is going down, and then they bring it back up, and everybody gets their little phone, and it's like, it's going to be a stampede.
I can just picture people on a ride, too, and all of a sudden everyone looks at their phone.
People leave Lights Motors Action, like, the middle of the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, the presidents of the United States.
Seriously, it's not like you're going to... I know it's kind of hard to tell people, turn off your cell phones when... It's a part of the park going experience now.
Oh, that's interesting.
I'm going to miss my alert, you know.
Well, silence your phone.
I wonder if they'll incorporate it with, like, if you make your Disney travel reservations. Because, like, it would be nice. There was a family on the monorail with me. She had reservations that night for dinner. She couldn't remember where. She'd made so many reservations and all this kind of stuff, and she just couldn't remember where anymore. So it'd be nice if, you know, around lunchtime she got an alert that said, don't forget, 6 p.m., your reservation is at Le Cellier.
That's helpful.
You know, that would be another useful tool for
We recommend the cheddar soup, and don't forget to tip your waiter.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Or things that say, like, tickets still available for Disney's Pirate and Princess Party.
Oh, there you go.
That's or La Nuba.
I think that's going to be on the bottom of all the text messages. Yeah. Would you like tickets to La Nuba?
And a text that says, Disney Quest is still there and not in ESPN Zone.
And what would have been really helpful to us back in the day when we came here, where to eat on property after midnight. So we wouldn't have ended up out at Wide World of Sports 3 months before it opened.
I did hear, though.
All-Star Cafe 3 months before it opened.
I do have a source that every hour there will be a special text message reminding you what the best-kept Disney secret is. That is the underwriter for all of this.
I think didn't DVC create cell phone technology for this purpose?
All right. Captain.
The DVC gets such a
beast. It's so nice to have our fifth member of the crew back. Does he have a little song for us? That's our reader mail song, because it is time for reader mail. And this person writes, hello, I'm Job.
Hi, I read your book. hope you're doing okay.
Kind of a downer, but you know. Great podcast, keeps me occupied when out and a boot. On Podcast 101, you talked about the pulled out episode of Hannah Montana. I say I would blame Nick Jonas. I'm all for that. Seriously, they say in one scene, the diabetic character, which is Oliver, was kind of intimidated by Lily, which is eating all of the sugary stuff in one scene. I've not seen the episode on YouTube or on demand, so I'm just getting the word from the net, and I think they are overreacting. Remember Vanity Fair and the leaked pics? Mickey Mouse would do anything not to tarnish Hannah or Miley herself as long as possible. I hope this gets discussed in further detail on the next episode, and I'm surprised you guys like Hannah Montana. But we do.
Yeah,
well, they do. By the way... he writes a disclaimer, I'm a huge Miley Cyrus fan, and I want to express my disapproval that Justin Guy is always seen with her since September.
Oh, and I have to agree with you there.
So, I know there was a story about the diabetes episode. Hannah Montana was supposed to have a diabetes episode.
Right.
It played on
Where her friend Oliver discovers he has diabetes.
And instead, Oliver and Jackson.
No. No.
They showed it on the on-demand, but then decided not to air the episode. And instead aired a special Halloween candy episode. So,
no, that would not be accurate.
There's been some leaks about maybe why this did not get aired, I know.
I hadn't read them, but Brent, in his email to us this week, says that based on what he heard as a diabetic, he thought that it was appropriate to pull the episode, because he said that he felt what he'd read was that the facts were either not there or not presented correctly. For example, one of the issues that people have raised is not once in the episode did you see that Oliver checking his blood sugar. And I guess people wanted to have a better representation of what it is to be diabetic, and felt that the that it wasn't well done within the episode. So I'm guessing that, you know, Disney's just going to go back and reevaluate it.
But the title of the episode was so tasteful.
Sugar, 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 right?
Yeah. Was it really?
Yes.
Performed by Kurt Russell.
But that's it's a sitcom.
Yeah. But a very special episode.
But see, I never was it framed that way as on a very special Hannah Montana.
Yeah, I believe the promo says Oliver has a secret.
Seriously?
On a very special.
I don't think like those Blossom episodes where she like smokes is called Marlboro Man or something. That's just not how you go about it.
No, and that's the thing. I wonder if perhaps they didn't properly weigh the importance of the topic they were dealing with, and so therefore weren't as aware of what the issues would be to families who deal with this and who want it represented in such a way that's actually useful to people as opposed to just entertaining.
I'm glad this was the most controversial Disney Channel story of the week as opposed to Adrienne.
Yeah, and that, I feel happy for her. Poor this one of the Cheetah Girls. Her laptop was stolen in New York at the Port Authority, and on her laptop she had pictures of her bared bottom that she had provided to her boyfriend as a present at some point. And those pictures were stolen off the laptop, and the laptop was returned, and they tried to extort money from her to get the laptop back. I mean, it was a real mess for her, and these pictures have now leaked out.
What are kids doing?
Well, she's not a child. She's in her 20s.
Oh, okay.
But even still.
That's fine.
Now, but even still, nowadays, you can't, especially if you're somebody who's in the public eye in a squeaky clean role. Come on.
No, I keep my bottom picks well off the internet. I keep them
all. We just see it every day when you walk up the steps.
I have no comeback for that. The truth hurts. Let me tell you.
Do you have another email so we can move along?
I do. This is from Duncan McPherson, who we know, Rebecca.
Does he have diabetes?
Yes, we do.
I don't
Dunkin'
know.
Dunkin' Donuts?
He writes, "Hiya, LPP. You know, diabetes is not a laughing matter. It's a cheering matter."
Yeah!
That still goes down as one of the more awkward moments of that Jonas Brothers concert.
Hiya, LPP crew.
Yeah, you know me too.
Doofuses. Thank you for doing a list of the Epcot attractions that you enjoy. I was happy to hear that you enjoy Mission Space Race. I am a flight instructor there, Triton and Orion. I also heard Rebecca say she enjoyed Stormstruck and Waste Management. Innovation can be a little quiet, but it's a nice getaway from the hot or cold weather.
I'm a big fan of Waste Management.
As for entertainment...
In fact, that's what we call this podcast.
As for entertainment and World Showcase, I have to say the two gems are Miyuki, the candy artist in Japan, and the Voices of Liberty and American Adventure.
So popular.
But speaking of Voices of Liberty, yesterday I was at the flag retreat ceremony. I have never heard a more beautiful version of God Bless the USA than I did from the Voices of Liberty yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Did it make you proud to be an American?
It did. Or at least I know my ticket cost $54.
$54? What year are you living in?
I don't know. Every time I want to quote 47, because that's when it was when I first was an annual pass holder. But I remember when it went from 45 to 47, so that was my number. Now, I have no idea what it costs. Who pays
like
that?
74 now or something.
Yep, it's in the 70s.
Do you get 7 years for the price of 4 now? Okay, I'll pass.
The flag retreat ceremony was really beautiful. I thought they did a lovely job with it. I was a little surprised with the layout because they have a lot of Christmas trees in the way. It was kind of funny to try it. The pictures that you see on Laughing Place are strategically taken around a toy soldier. And a
There's nothing away, no better way to honor the soldiers that fought for our nation than with toy soldiers.
It was kind of, it did seem a little odd at the moment. I have to admit, it was pretty funny. But the other thing is that because of Santa for the Christmas party, they moved Roy.
Where?
He's over by the bathroom. God
bless him.
Let him
be.
But it's funny because when I walked past, I didn't notice at first because there were lots and lots of, there's all those benches around that big planter, that big tree there in front of the bathrooms by City Hall.
People want to sit there.
And so there were all these people sitting there, and then just in the middle of all of the people sitting there was, you know, Roy and Minnie Mouse, and somebody was just sitting on the bench with Roy and Minnie Mouse.
And you know what I bet they were saying?
Blended into the crowd.
I bet they're saying is this would be a lot more efficient if they didn't have the statue of this guy here.
Exactly. More people could sit here.
You ever notice all the people leaning on the hub?
Have we told that story?
I think that predates the podcast.
There are no benches.
So you remember the day when they redid the hub to prepare for the tremendous crowds that were going to be there for celebration?
That's what they ruined that for?
Yep. That's what it was.
Well, so Doobie went there, and he couldn't remember what it was like before. And so I said, Doobie, you see those fences over there? That's where there used to be benches, like at Disneyland. And he says, oh, so you mean where all those people are uncomfortably sitting? There used to be benches? And I went, yes.
It is a funny sight, but, you know. Now it's useful because they can have two PhotoPass people stand there in front of the partner statues and for the Christmas lighting. And dude, those are long lines for
PhotoPass. I like PhotoPass, especially now that they have PhotoPass, but those guys are more ubiquitous than DVC.
Dude, there must have been six of them in the hub.
Six it be.
I bet you.
You know
who paid for the Christmas castle lighting? PhotoPass.
That's funny.
It's hard to shoot without the proper settings and whatnot. I haven't investigated yet. I want to figure out better how to do that.
I'm just
going to
mention something.
Yes.
If you're going to the Christmas party or whenever, you know, the castle is lit up, I warn you, walking down Main Street is going to be a blinding experience.
Always face the castle.
Walk backwards.
That's safe.
Walk backwards. That's what you got to do.
You're
going
to be blind anyway.
Exactly. And, you know, it's amazing to think that it's flash photography. So are any of those pictures going to be good? I don't really think so.
That's the hard part, because they want to get a picture of the family in front of the castle. And the family's so dark. The castle is so far away. And not, you know, terribly, terribly bright. So it's how do you have your camera set so that way you can get your family and the castle.
You know what?
Is it a washed-out family?
Because
I'm
darkness? Not just talking about PhotoPass. I'm talking about everybody and your
unreal.
Pet goldfish.
Too difficult to get it
life
right.
Life comes to a standstill
just go
in the
to PhotoPass.
Kingdom.
Fanboy.
It's amazing.
Yes, Timmy.
Can you grace us with some more from a tune from Splashdance?
I heard in California that robot farms, they have to have enough room to spread their arms out.
Oh, damn.
Comics fan, right? Laughing Place host. The segment you presented on Splashdance and other classic Disney music brought back some great family memories. My youngest child is now out of state in college and, like me, a regular Laughing Place listener. But many years ago, when the kids were young, we had two Disney music traditions. On anybody's birthday, before the cake was cut, we would always play and sing along with Happy, Happy Birthday to You.
Yay!
Also, on the morning of our annual vacation to either Disneyland or Walt Disney World, my wife and I would always wake up the kids by playing Chip and Dale's Vacation.
We are the Chipmunks on Vacation!
I'm sure kids love this.
We had a chipmunk's on vacation. My name is Chip, my name is Dale. We like to trip the right fantastic. I like to surf, I like to sail. Oh,
that's
boat,
awesome.
I like to sail. Oops.
That's
that was
a great
surf.
Way to start a vacation.
How fun.
Yeah. Said, I had not thought about that for a long time, so thanks for triggering those great memories. That's comics fan. So.
My dad used to wake up me up because he knew I hated to wake up by going, good morning to you, good morning to you. Those
different
chipmunks.
Sorry.
Wrong franchise. Yeah, get that out of there.
And finally, we have a post from the discussion boards by...
Oh, man.
Give all you got. That's what that is, right?
We play name that.
We're the chipmunks.
We're the chipmunks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay,
but are you a big fan? If you're a big fan of the chipmunks,
nope,
then you
I'm
need
not.
To not those chipmunks, Chip and Dale.
Oh, okay.
You need to hear this song.
Is this the Jets? Is that the name of them or something?
No, I don't know who sang the song. That's a good question, though. I'm sure someone...
Sometimes, some crimes,
things slipping through the cracks, but these two gumshoes
bad music in Disney history.
Are picking up the slack.
But no case too big, no case too small. If you need help, just call
Chip and Dale.
Now, most people know Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. That's what Gadget's Gold Coaster is named after.
Finally, from Meeker Bell.
I don't have that song.
Okay. She writes, LPP crew, just a quick note to let you all know how much I enjoy your podcast. I am new to the world of Disney fan addicts and discussion boards, and your podcast is the first I've ever listened to.
You're addicted to fans?
Woohoo!
Interesting.
That's what she writes. Yes.
Rebecca has an interesting fan story.
I do?
That's really generic.
About the time the fan fell down and started chasing you?
Okay, that's not a... That's, yeah.
No relevance.
We'll share that story someday, but not here, when Rebecca was attacked by the killer ceiling fan. But go ahead, Doobie.
I'm new to the world of Disney fanatics, and your podcast is the first I've ever listened to. It's all down here from here, let me tell you. I often fall asleep listening to your podcast.
Hey. So do we.
Not that they put me to sleep. Uh-huh. And have sweet Disney dreams.
Aww.
I've learned so much from each of you.
I hear there's a million of them.
Two.
No, two.
You know, how many do they have left to get out in the last 6 weeks?
I think they miscounted 800,000.
Oh, by the way, I was correct. The theme was performed by the Jets.
Oh.
Haha.
Seriously?
Yes.
Within that 80s group?
Yes. It was a big deal. The music video was all over the place with the little...
I remember the Jets. Weren't they a black group?
I know that there were some. I don't know if they were all.
And I believe the theme song for Gummy Bears was sang by the Sharks.
Very good.
Rainette, it was butter. I've learned so much from each of you, and I'm enjoying working my way back through your podcast and into the 50s now.
That would be quite some work.
I live in NoCal and don't get to visit Disneyland nearly enough. Learning more about Disney World, a place I hope to go one day, is also great. Thanks for sharing your passion with all of us. Remember last night we were watching the fireworks, and it was the heart?
Oh, yes.
Dude.
Oh, yes.
And the whole crowd.
Yeah. The whole crowd. When the firework, for the heart-shaped firework.
Was it I'll Be Home for Christmas? Is that how it ends?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. It was one of the few shapes that actually worked that night.
It was so
funny.
So
it's like all of a sudden the heart goes out. Everybody's just... Oh.
And there's like that beat, enough time for you to look around and wait for everyone to do it.
It was
you know it's coming.
Fun.
You know, it reminds me like when we saw Wizard of Oz.
yes, indeed.
They did it again with the happy face.
The happy face.
The whole crowd. Oh, and then some little kid. Oh, it's a happy face. You hear him yell. It was cute.
As opposed to the unhappy face from Wishes.
Which is so funny.
Is that the worst moment in firework history?
I know. It's not a magic mirror. It just a grumpy face.
that's Wishes or that's Hallowishes?
No, that's just Wishes.
That's just Wishes with the sad face?
Yeah.
Why, it's the blue fairy. Anyway, I'm not a fan.
Oh, that's so funny.
So back to our good buddy Eric.
Those fireworks are so good.
What we saw
the
last
Christmas
night?
The Christmas fireworks.
Beautiful.
They are amazing.
I like that they put the perimeter in there right at the start so people
know what's,
you know.
And then cool. Nail you with it again at the end. Yeah, it's really cool.
I like the bit where they make it look like the castle's a tree.
Yeah, when they play O Tannenbaum.
Or the castle look like a Santa hat.
I like that one, too, when it's white up at the top and then red at the bottom so it looks like a Santa hat.
But I was disappointed, though, because, you know, first Tinkerbell comes through and then Jiminy Cricket's all like, and look, Santa Claus is coming to town. So I'm all looking up.
Yeah.
Like, I want him to come down on a...
When does the Illumination of Earth start, speaking of fireworks?
Oh, that's a good question.
Right. I don't know. I haven't heard it yet, so... I know that Holidays Around the World starts November 28th, so I wouldn't be surprised if it waits till then.
I was at Downtown Disney today. You know how they have their all the holidays around this time of year?
Mostly Christmas.
I didn't see them, but I don't know if it's just not there yet, or because where they normally have them right in front of World of Disney, they had the Meet Santa location because where they normally have that, so much of it's blocked off because of the dock stage construction.
By the way... Who would have thought that dock stage would take so much effort and so much work?
It's harder to build something on water. So, with all that construction, they have Meet Santa over right in front of Watt. So I don't know if those displays, which you know, are always fogged over and you can't really see them anyway are coming back this year.
Well, those are those always come after the festival of the season anyway. I have a Pageant of the Masters.
No, Pageant of the Masters already came and went.
Yeah, but just 2 days ago.
Right, and they put Santa in already. Okay. So, I don't know. I mean, it may be. Just the place where they normally are.
Santa's there already?
Santa is. No, but his house is.
Oh. My memory is that the date for Downtown Disney is later this year. It's on laughingplace.com, upcoming events. I didn't look at it.
I'm surprised to see Santa. I mean, he's not there, but his house is it's done.
I understand.
His vacation home is ready.
Thank you.
Anyway, our good buddy Eric
wrote a DVC member
about... Must be about 2 years ago now, asking us for our favorite attraction in each park broken down by land, and then the ultimate favorite. We've done 3 parks so far. We're going to do 4th today. It's a little park called Magic Kingdom here at Walt Disney World. Did you know, by the way, the parking lot of the Magic Kingdom is so large, all of Disneyland can fit in it?
Wow.
Just wanted to give you some idea of
and
how
big things are. And that's not taking into account the second layer, so you can fit Disneyland on top of it.
You know what's stupid, though?
What?
If back when there was a parking lot at Disneyland, you could take the Disneyland parking lot, and all of Disneyland would fit in it.
Yeah.
Does anybody here know when it was that they stopped letting you, or did they ever let you exit the Magic Kingdom lot directly out onto that World Drive area?
Where they have a bunch of poles.
A bunch of poles that look like they've been added in later years. Did they ever? Is it just that they had those in case of emergency, or did that used to be an exit?
I think that's used as an exit at times. Because I know that they remove them when there's, like, sometimes a park can temporary overflow there, and they remove those poles, and then the buses go in and out that way, or maybe for, like, speedway or golf events, or anytime they're shuttling people.
That makes sense. I wondered, because I always look at them with much sadness, because I would get home faster if I could go out that way. It's okay.
It's like the people that go to the left when you have that two-way section.
Oh, those crazy people.
Oh, those crazy people.
So today we're doing Magic Kingdom.
Dude, it's like those people that pay for parking.
A squirrel almost didn't let me leave the Magic Kingdom parking lot the other day. It stopped right in the middle of the road. I couldn't move past
it. It was actually smaller than a squirrel.
It sat there and looked at me. I honked my horn. It continued to look at me. So I inched forward very slowly, honking my horn. Then it went away.
Then you got your gun and chased him and ate him.
I did not.
Mama, don't beat little squirrel. Mama, don't whoop on his head. Mama, don't beat little squirrel. I think you should shoot him instead.
Bang.
That's not back this year.
Magic Kingdom, we've broken up into...
That's not back.
Well, the Christmas show's not back.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not.
6 sections. Main Street. That should be pretty easy. We'll put the railroad in Main Street. Adventureland / Liberty Square. Frontierland. Fantasyland / Toontown Fair, Tomorrowland, and Entertainment.
Okay, now I know cast members who have worked that area refer to it as Ad Lib.
I've heard that.
Mm-hmm. Now, do Fantasyland, Toontown Fair have a similar...
Yes, they call it Fantasyland.
They just call it all Fantasyland? Okay, interesting.
So,
it took me forever to figure out what all this people were talking about.
Fantoon?
I was in a group of cast members, you know, Ad Lib this, Ad Lib that. I'm trying to figure out what it is. I don't want to ask. Finally, it came to me.
We'll start with you, Rebecca. Main Street.
Main Street. Let me think.
That omnibus, I'm telling you.
That's my pick.
I like the... They don't have an omnibus here, do they?
I've ridden it.
I don't remember that. Okay, well, let's see. I'll go with the railroad.
Fanboy?
I'm going to go with the railroad as well.
Captain?
Does the monorail count? No.
That's not an attraction, that's transportation.
Stops right next to it. Yeah, so
definitely isn't an attraction.
Exposition Hall, no, the railroad.
Woo-hoo. Not only do you get the railroad, you also get the mini penny arcade in the lobby.
The omnibus, easy choice.
Very cool.
Second level view of Main Street.
Yes, I know you're a big fan of the second level view.
But afraid of heights? Go figure.
I know.
Ad Lib, Adventureland, Liberty Square. How about you, Captain?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Ah, big shock.
Big shock.
Overrated. How about you, fanboy?
I'm going to go with Haunted Mansion.
Me
Rebecca?
Too. Same. Haunted Mansion.
Haunted Mansion.
Good answer.
I'm surprised
answer.
You're not saying Liberty Square Riverboat. Second story view of...
Liberty Square.
Actually, Columbia House. Could you get that second
I was really... I'd forgotten how great the Haunted Mansion was going on it this past week when I went on it. I'd forgotten how cool it was, especially with all the enhancements that have happened recently.
The enhancements help.
And that bride's growing on me.
Well, there's an ointment we
can use. So, I mean, the first few times I saw her, she was just a little too cheesy for me. But now it's working for me. I'm feeling it
in
more.
In sickness and in wealth.
Yeah, it's just creepy. It's awesome.
I do. I did.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to go on it. It's been a long time.
See? There you go.
Frontierland, fanboy.
Well, let's see. There's Big Thunder Mountain.
Splash Mountain.
Splash Mountain. Tom Sawyer Island. And the Country Bears.
Yeah, Mama Don't Whoop.
I'm going to go with Splash Mountain.
Captain?
Big Thunder Mountain.
Rebecca.
Ooh, I'm torn between Big Thunder and Country Bears. I love Country Bears, but it's hard to compare that to Big Thunder. It's a totally different kind of experience. That's not fair.
Not really. Pretty much the same.
Okay, fine. I'll go with Country Bears.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Country Bears, Splash, Big Thunder. I could go with anyone.
Oh, whatever. You can't stand the Country Bears.
What? What are you talking about? Who
really?
Do you think you're talking to?
You.
I love the Country Bears.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
wait.
How long have we been married?
Wait. Hang on.
This is
the Country Bears here or the Country Bears California?
Yeah, there you go.
Summer.
CBJ.
I love
the
Bears
original.
In all of their incarnations. I think.
Even really? The movie?
The very last second I do, yes. I think Vacation Hoedown, I prefer to the one here, but it's still good.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with the Bears.
So is that your pick?
No, Big Thunder Mountain.
But I must say, it's kind of funny that I've never had the goat trick work for me, but here, there's not even a goat, so it's the rock trick.
Yeah.
The rock trick.
The rock
trick. Just wanted to throw that out there.
What's cooking?
Every time I do the rock trick, my arm really hurts.
Well, what's cooking?
Yes. But I'm allergic to goat.
Oh, by the way, the Country Bear Jamboree just came out from refurbishment.
How's it look?
I couldn't tell. I was kind of surprised. So usually you go, you know, after you haven't been for a while or whatever, and it's been refurbished, and you're like, wow, the colors are so bright, the, you know, fur is so fluffy, or, so, you know, you just feel like you noticed something. I didn't really feel like I noticed. I think some people are saying that the sound quality is better. So, you know, and I wouldn't really, that's not really my forte to tell you that sounds better or not.
I did hear recently that someone went and the PA wasn't working, and they had to yell the spiel. Was that before the refurb?
No, that was just this recent visit.
Okay.
Yeah, in the lobby, he's like, I'm sorry, everybody, but the PA isn't working, so I have to yell. Please listen. The doors are going to open toward you.
And this is after the refurb.
And and what was also beautiful was there we were sitting on this bench, and when I sat down on the bench, and I know I'm pregnant, but I'm not that big. I sat down on this bench, and you hear it creaking underneath me.
That was just the theming, wasn't it?
It's kind of
you sit around the jamboree. You sit around the jamboree.
Apparently. I was like, that's not instilling any confidence. Okay.
And last, did we all go? No, Fantasyland. My turn. I'm going to start this one.
That's not last.
No, it's not. But
you have three left. You're even close to last. You're midway there.
Oh, I forgot to write down Tomorrowland.
No, you didn't.
No, on my personal
list. On his piece of paper.
You just are giving yourself our list, apparently.
So, Fantasyland, Toontown Square, that would be Small World, Peter Pan, Winnie the Pooh, Snow White, PhilharMagic.
Small World.
Yeah, had that. And then 100
Acre
Wood.
Oh, Pooh's Office, fine.
And Dumbo.
Dumbo.
Tea Party.
And
Tea
the Toontalk.
Barnstormer. Pixie Hollow.
No one cares about this. No one's going to pick anything from Toontown. So, my pick.
Tents. I have a thing for tents.
My pick would be PhilharMagic. How about you, Rebecca? Or the Lion King show.
Or Mickey Mouse Review. Did you hear that, by the way, that the Mickey Mouse Review is closing in Tokyo to prepare for PhilharMagic?
Yeah.
Skipping the whole Lion King thing.
I'd have to go with PhilharMagic too, although Small World is close second.
I'd go with same thing with you. PhilharMagic, although the sentimental pick would be Small World, but I'd probably pick that for Disneyland's Fantasyland.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a toss-up between PhilharMagic and Peter Pan.
Thank you for taking Small World out of the equation.
I'd have to go with Peter Pan, even though it's seen better days.
But Philhar features Peter Pan.
That is a good
best
point.
Best of both worlds.
But
and
popcorn or churro?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Peter Pan does need the apple pie smell, though.
Popcorn or churro? Disney World's Peter Pan Omnimover style loading, or Disneyland Peter Pan?
You said Disneyland twice.
Disney World Peter Pan Omnimover style loading, or Disneyland boat comes to a jarring stop and shakes loading.
I would have to go with Disneyland just for the fond memories.
I'm going to go Disney World despite the fact that the line is still longer, even though they must have a greater capacity.
I I like the Disneyland, but it's not because of that. It's because of that at the end when you come around the corner and you kind of smash.
Yeah. Yeah.
Disneyland
is far more.
You like
an
have
adventure.
To brace yourself as you approach the end.
Adventure to get on and off.
Disneyland knows how to clean theirs too, but that's another issue.
That's a whole different thing.
That's a whole different ball of something.
Captain
Pixie Dust.
Tomorrowland.
Tomorrowland.
Oh, dude. Let me see. How many attractions are there?
Stitch's Great Escape.
That are good.
Buzz.
TTA. Autopia, whatever they call it here.
And Tomorrow
Speedway.
Space Mountain.
Indy Speedway. In
Skyway.
There's no Skyway.
No Skyway.
Galaxy Theater.
Space Mountain.
A lot to choose from.
Okay, fine.
Let's see.
Monsters, Inc. Leffler.
Well, I don't ride it as often as Tomorrowland Transit Authority.
Carousel Progress.
Oh,
Space Mountain.
We did the tiny land. We go through all the land, all the ride that we forget two. That's sad.
That's really funny. What did you say? You said
I said Space Mountain, despite the fact that I ride Tomorrowland Transit Authority more.
How about you, family?
It's a tough call.
It is.
I'm gonna go. I know I'm gonna get jeered.
Uh oh.
Carousel Progress.
Oh, I can't believe it.
What?
I love Carousel Progress.
Really? That much?
I do.
When was the last time you were on it?
A couple months ago.
Aww.
I was excited to see that in the future the ovens will be...
that'll never work.
Wow. That's a great pick.
It is.
Not mine, but a great pick.
No, it's not mine either.
What is yours?
It's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Mostly for the song.
Shining at the end
now
of every
the time.
Day.
Now is the best time?
Can I just say, it's fun to watch stand at the exit of Carousel Progress and say, I can't believe they changed the song.
Do people still remember that other song?
Yeah. They still play it in the BGM. At Disneyland, too, ironically.
Yeah.
Speaking of BGM, Tomorrowland,
Bigum.
Christmas.
For the parties.
Anaheim Steamroller, Merry Christmas. Awesome.
You like them better than the Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
Yes.
Yes.
What's the difference?
Oh, big difference.
Oh, no, big difference.
One is the other. Bah, 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 bah.
Manheim Steamroller's coming to Universal Orlando for
indeed.
A couple of days. That's going to be
and
cool.
And because apparently they did some sort of song for the Grinchmas.
Yes, they
so
provide the music for Grinchmas.
That means that they're down here.
Remember Manheim Meets the Mouse?
I
yes,
like that album.
That was a fun album. It's kind of odd, but I liked it.
No, Doobie was telling me. It's like I've only heard their Disney stuff and their Christmas stuff. Is there any more stuff?
I don't think they do anything else.
You haven't heard any of their Fresh Air stuff?
Oh, no.
No.
Seriously?
I thought they only came out during Christmas.
It's funny. I knew about Manheim Steamroller before Christmas.
Their other stuff is original
before
stuff?
Christmas?
Or is it all covers?
Yeah. Okay, No. It's New Age. Like their Fresh Air 7, the songs are all based upon various elements of 7.
There's no words.
So
seven?
Like things that come in sevens, kind of stuff like that.
Or like
sins.
Okay, no.
Days of the week. Planets in the galaxy.
The rainbow.
Planets in the galaxy. What school did you go?
We don't count Pluto anymore, and who really counts Earth anyway? We're special.
No. That's our solar system.
Okay,
Doesn't the galaxy revolve around Earth?
Totally going off memory here, and I haven't listened to it in a long time. I'd have to say, I think that they had a track that was like the colors of the rainbow. And then they had another track that dealt with the body chakras. Because I think there's a belief that you have seven auras within your body. Kind
I have
of
a question.
Stuff. Yes, sir.
When they do these, are they more than instrumental?
No. Their stuff is predominantly instrumental. Their music is composed by Chip Davis, as I recall, who is a percussionist.
It's very heavily driven based
on the percussion.
And I enjoy it. I just don't understand how an instrumental is about the seven colors of the rainbow.
It creates a mood.
It's artsy.
So if you heard the song and didn't know that, do you think you would say, "Hey, that was about the rainbow"?
No.
Okay.
Except the part where they go. And I'm really fond.
I think Fresh Air 4 dealt with winter. I think their first four were like the different seasons of the year. And then they have one called Sunday Morning Coffee, and it's very energetic. Yeah, and so yeah, I like their stuff.
The best part of waking up is Folgers.
But obviously, I don't think you will. So, honey, I haven't shared it with you. I keep my mind. It, and I'm steamrolling.
Was the Chakra one featuring guest performance by Chaka Khan?
That may even be on Fresh Air 8, but I'm not sure.
And all of this is just stalling for time for Rebecca to come up with the Tomorrowland attraction.
I have one in my head. You guys are just stalling for time for no reason.
What would that be?
I'm going to go with When Push Comes to Shove, Tomorrowland Transit Authority.
Yeah.
As much as I love Buzz Lightyear and as much as I enjoy Carousel of Progress and as much as I appreciate the adventure of Space Mountain, when push comes to shove, I'm an old lady who enjoys just meandering around on the Tomorrowland Transit.
Paging Mr. Morrow, Mr. Tom Morrow, your pattern from party from Saturn has arrived. Please give them a ring.
Before I give my answer, I have two words. Rocket jets.
Oh, yeah.
Or Astro Orbiter, as the case may be.
Yet another Tomorrowland attraction.
Is that called the Astro Orbiter here? Yes, it is called Astro Orbiter.
Yes, it's the Astro Orbiter.
What's it called in Disneyland?
Orbitron.
No, it's the Astro Orbiter.
There.
Both of them are Astro Orbiter.
Yes, they are. They're both called the Astro Orbiter.
Okay, we're getting ready to pause so that we can double check.
After much careful research on the Always Right Wikipedia, we have determined that it is the Astro Orbiter.
Because, see, the Observatron is the thing that where it used to be that does the spinning thing for no reason. And people are like, what? What was that?
Not no reason. It's talking to space. There's lasers. I saw the concept art. I heard the presentations. I know what's going on there.
I was so looking forward to that, to be honest.
Someday. Every time I walk by, I go, someday.
I can remember walking through Tomorrowland, you know, before it opened, and you'd see it spinning, and you'd hear the music, and you're like, wow, that's cool. I can't wait until it's done. And then the day came, and you realize
it was done already.
Dude.
Like when I walked to the phone with my parked with my Verizon cell phone.
But remember the moment, though, when the thing at the top opened up and we're like, here it comes, and it stops spinning and it's over.
You're supposed to be able to see that from space.
Dude.
Clearly we're not in space.
I'm glad I ran the compressor on this thing.
But you can see the light tower, the lighthouse from Isles of Adventure.
So you say.
And... you could see the Yeti flying a 747.
Kachina.
Kuchina.
Kuchina.
Kuchina Cucamonga.
Are you hungry?
Kuchina.
I'm going to go with the Tomorrowland Transit Authority as well.
Shocking.
Entertainment. That would be any current parades, any atmosphere entertainment, or any fireworks show except for special party ones, because I don't want to make it too easy. Captain
Jack Sparrow's Pirate Tutorial.
Wow.
That's
a first.
Isn't that unexpected?
Fanboy.
I'm going to... this is tough. and not in the good way.
Because there's not much to choose from.
I'm going
to
go with...
A castle show in there, too.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Spectra.
Oh, I forgot about that. Thank you.
What?
I keep forgetting there's a nighttime parade. Rebecca.
And you said we can include holiday stuff,
no,
too?
No, you cannot.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. See, if it was the holiday stuff, then I'd pick the firework shows from any of them.
That'd be easy.
Pirate and Princess.
That's what saves Pirate and Princess almost.
It doesn't save it.
Yeah.
I said almost.
The lack of ticket sales proves.
I said almost.
Wow. I'm not a big fan of Magic Kingdom Entertainment, I realize. I have no idea.
Dapper Dance.
They're nice.
The Trolley Show.
They were nice.
Oh, I love the Trolley Show, I will say.
Clang.
Push the talking trash can.
Nothing makes me happier than walking into the Magic Kingdom and then they're singing that walking right down the middle of Main Street USA and everything. And I just sell it every time.
Yes, boy.
I might have to revise my pick to the Magic Kingdom Welcome Show.
It is awesome.
Fair enough.
But the encountering the trolley just in the middle of the street when you're walking down, they're singing. I love that. And it makes me happy. And I always stop and watch it.
So the trolley
singing
show?
In quotes.
Pardon me?
The trolley show?
Yeah, I have to go to the trolley show.
So you say
show.
The trolley show. You say the welcome show. You say...
the pirate tutorial.
This is a park who spends who knows how many millions of dollars on their fireworks and their parades. We're going with atmosphere.
Atmosphere is what makes the park.
And for good reason, too. The Dapper Dance, except I don't like a microphone one bit.
Really?
No.
Nor do I.
No.
Why not?
Because you don't know where they are.
That guy beside us had no idea they were 5 feet ahead of us yesterday. That was so funny. And we were sitting at Christmas Tree Point with that family next to us. The dad, into their set, what the Dapper Dads were into their second song in, or third song into their set, and the guy goes, oh, they're just right there.
They were mic'd? Was this during a party? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're not mic'd during
daytime. Oh, okay, good.
Oh, that's good. Leave it that way.
I'm going to go with the only saving grace for Magic Kingdom Entertainment, Spectrum Magic.
Really?
Do you include...
No, that's not in Magic Kingdom. That would easily win, however, but it's not in Magic Kingdom.
And finally, we have, from each of you, your number one Magic Kingdom attraction, which should be one of the things you listed already, but for some reason isn't always. Captain.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, it's Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, fine. Rebecca.
Well, based upon recent experience, I'll go with PhilharMagic.
You know that's a scary ride.
Are we gonna I want kid on there? More!
Our friends from Canada, Doobie, told him how scary Ariel is in that scene. So there I am, sitting in the back row with them, and Ariel comes out of the screen. The two of them go, ah! I mean, not really.
I have a question. Every time the Lion King segment comes on and Simba says, everybody look left.
I look to see how many people look.
Everybody look, right?
Do they?
I don't look. I look to see how many people turn. Oh, there's plenty.
Yeah. Especially if you see next
year. I just get a,
you get a sense they're playing
along? I know
along,
the two of you do.
Or that they think there's something to look at.
I'm never quite sure, but I enjoy that.
We're playing along right away.
I like to do that, and I like to take off my headset and Sounds Dangerous and listen to all the conversations that are happening that aren't the movie, which are also fun.
Then it randomly gets sprayed by water because you don't know what's coming.
You know what I like to do when it Sounds Dangerous? Take off my headset and leave.
My Canadian friend fell asleep in the first 30 seconds and slept through the entire thing.
Did we go over last week how it's weird that you could exit the attraction and go into a little miniature version of the same attraction in its exit?
That's better.
Yeah.
Oh, that ride is so bizarre.
Fanboy, your number one Magic Kingdom attraction
Haunted
Mansion.
So we have Pirate, Haunted Mansion,
PhilharMagic.
The winner is Haunted Mansion.
Yeah. I almost picked that. I like music.
We've probably asked this before, but I don't remember. It seems timely right now. Which do you prefer, PRC, Disneyland, Disney World, Captain? Haunted Mansion.
Haunted Mansion? That's really tough.
It is.
It's really tough.
Especially now. They've diverged.
Yeah. I'd have to go with California, I'd say. It's because I like the kind of... the mansion itself, the exterior, not that it really matters when you're in there, but I just kind of like the setup into it better there rather than here.
Into it, yes.
Yeah, I don't know if it's purely emotional and sentimental, but Disneyland's.
I used to say Disneyland's. I was totally married to Disneyland. I mean, as far as I just thought, oh, well, Walt Disney World is just so funny, you know, in comparison to Disneyland's. But I don't know. I think the Haunted Mansion here is beginning to grow on me. I really do. I think I might even pick it here.
Is there still room after that other thing that's thrown?
Dude.
I'm going to go with Disneyland. The reason being my next PRC for you guys. Do you prefer to get on the ride and see all that stuff, like the Leota and the portraits and such, or do you prefer to walk through them like you do at Disneyland?
I prefer to walk through them. I forgot about that element.
I prefer to.
Okay, I'm just going to say... the station area in Florida makes a whole lot more sense than the one in California. You remember the one in California? You're kind of inside, and all of a sudden there's this big smoky room, and it's like, are you outside? Are you inside? It was very strange. But, yeah.
I prefer the California setup.
Walk. Becca?
I used to say California, but after this last trip through, I did a direct comparison because... the people I was with had were like, you know, I think I like it better this way. And I got to thinking about it. And I'm like, maybe I do too. I'm not sure.
See, the one thing Florida does not have is it doesn't have a place where you could do the look at the bus following you thing as effectively in California. Mm-hmm. Because when you're riding past it, you know, it could just be, you know, robotic bus. And but when you're in the line and you can move, it's like, whoa, they're watching me.
I do like the kiss goodnight of Madame Leota or Little Leota or whatever her name is.
While you're on the attraction?
No, not on the attraction. Like,
because
I think you have the hitchhiking ghost and that's cool, and then that's the end, and then you have Little Leota. As opposed to here, you have the hitchhiking ghost, then Little Leota, then you get off the ride.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
I agree. Disneyland's the better, which is why I prefer Disneyland.
Yeah, I'm torn. I'm 50-50.
They're both good. That's the key.
Then they weren't both that far apart.
No. Unlike Pirates.
Like 2 years.
Pirates to me are
so California
different.
By a long shot.
Except for the new... I think the new effects work better here than there.
Yeah, I think the Davy Jones dealie works better here.
And I wish
and
they
the
would add...
Scene
you know how they have that...
Too.
They use the Davy Jones thing for the curtain mm-hmm. with the... I wish they would add that at the end. You know, when you go by the Johnny Depp figure there mm-hmm. at the very end and then you're at the station. I wish they had that little curtain there because I think it would help. Because you wouldn't, when you came around the corner, you wouldn't just see the load station. Because it kind of takes you out of the ride before you're done.
And here or there?
Here.
Okay.
Because there, you know, you have the whole big,
you
go up the
hill. You get to go up the waterfall.
And all that stuff.
Well, everyone puts up their hand for no reason.
And, but I will say, because here we don't have the talking skull, unlike with California.
I've forgotten that, and I was so confused.
And I think what really, they should put Davy Jones right where the drop is, because we don't have the talking skull anymore. They
That's
should have just
idea.
Put him here.
And you know what else we don't
That'd
have? We don't have a crow.
A crow?
A raven or crow what? Or whatever it is.
Ah.
When you're in the graveyard and you're going backwards and
it's not
and
there.
Then I look up and it's not there.
That's not on Pirates.
I went back to Mansion, sorry.
I'm so confused.
You know when you come through the attic and then you tilt backwards and
now.
It's really uncomfortable?
Really? I just thought he was like for rehab for the last 20 years.
I think he's hanging out with the eagle from Everest. Whatever that bird is.
Yeah, whatever it was.
Brent, did he get a song?
It was a song I mentioned last week, I think. do you want it?
Nope. Brent.
Brent.
We heard from him earlier. We'll hear from him again, and we'll hear from him again later.
Hello there, LPP.
That's a lot of hearing.
What? you know me.
Live from the desk of the Diz Freak, I give you the diabetic warning edition of my weekly email, so grab your blood sugar meters, insulin, and hold on for this week's email. Quick hits.
Wait. Diabetes.
Oh, you know, it's kind of funny being we started off this podcast talking about free hot chocolate and sugar cookies.
Dude, yeah.
Brent, beware of the Christmas party.
Yeah.
Fanboy, don't feel bad. Brent also enjoys the Disney Online Fairies game, so you're not alone. Doobie.
I bet you feel better now.
Doobie, I also wonder about that big open space between the boats and the screens on Living with the Land. They really need to put something there for our sake.
Thank you, Brent.
So
I appreciate
you
your understanding.
So see, neither one of you are alone in your oddities. A change would do this good. The Kim Possible World Showcase Adventure is about to reopen, and it already feels old. They have not had a new episode of the show in ages, so what would have been better? After the initial test, the theme should have changed to Perry the Platypus. Oh,
Perry!
That would have been cool. That's from Phineas and Ferb. I love Perry the Platypus. This would have kept the idea current instead of going with a show that's, you know, gone. DJ Fanboy's iPod Party. It was actually iPhone Party, but that's okay. I loved it last week, so I look forward to some more fun with the crew and to find out the other crew members' top 3 to 4 songs. Some of mine include Out There from Hunchback.
Good song.
One Jump Ahead from Aladdin.
Okay, good song.
Just to name a few.
I know Rebecca's favorite with that last song. If I can find it.
Gotta keep One Jump Ahead of the Bread Line. One Swing Ahead of the Soup.
Friend Like Me, that's a good song.
You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend.
Mm-hmm.
No, it is not.
What is this?
No, I'm not a fan of that
song.
You
know what
song.
This
song's
like really
this
about? Shimmering splendid.
No, see, this is a song I like. The Mickey Mouse Club from the 70s.
When did you get songs on your phone?
I've always had songs on my phone.
I have the same phone as you. We can do songs?
Yes.
Wow.
I have songs on my phone.
You can use Napster to go on our phone. That's not a Disney song.
Oh, I beg to differ. Hold your horses. Oh, is that Sebastian?
Does it make it a Disney song?
By the way, little known piece of Doobie information. Hot, hot, hot. My least favorite song of all time.
I think I drove Doobie crazy with this song for a while.
I love this song.
I love this song. Whenever I'm in a bad mood,
pizza ooh mow.
It's hot like lava.
So yeah, so I got to thinking about some of my favorite songs, and it's hard to pick one. I think it really depends on what kind of mood I'm in.
But you're always in the mood for this.
Tiki Room Macarena?
Hand out. Over and over. On your shoulder. On your shoulder. On your thigh. On your thigh. On your booty. On your booty. Now twist and jump. Do the maca, do the maca, do the macarena.
We played this at our wedding. It was fun.
Minus the fanboy commentary.
Now, next up we have a stump.
They did this at the Cosmic Rays cotillion or whatever they called it.
Oh, no, the cotillion was in Fantasyland. It was the jingle jam and party or something like that.
The Lady Tremaine ball thingy in Fantasyland.
The Fantasyland
awesome.
Cotillion.
Having
that was awesome.
Anastasia Drizella and the mom there is just hilarious. And the DJ could dance.
He was in they were in the dance party?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were the dance party.
Oh. Yeah, it was the Fantasyland awesome. Pavilion Cotillion featuring the Ladies Tremaine. It was very cool.
It's so funny.
Were they guys like an Electrical Parade?
No.
What?
That'd be funny. Remember like when Electrical Parade was at Walt Disney World, the Ugly Stepsisters would be performed by gentlemen?
I do not know that.
Yeah, and, but I don't believe that was the case when we saw it.
And Maleficent and Fantasmic. Not that that really matters.
So Stump the Crew.
Wait, he had a Stump the Crew?
He said check voicemail.
Okay, thank you. Let's play it.
Hi, LPP. It's Brent the Disfree. Kungaloosh to you because I am here from the former site of the Adventurers Club here in downtown Disney.
Kungaloosh.
The last night of the Festival of the Masters painting, but who cares? I'm here with a Stump the Crew for you live from the AC. I want to ask you guys, since Fanboy oft mentioned the group B.B. Mac, what Disney movie did B.B. Mac have a song on the album for, the soundtrack for, and what was the name of that song? This is Brent calling live from, the former site of the Adventurers Club, at least for now. Kungaloosh to you, and I look forward to the next podcast and your answer. Bye.
Kungaloosh.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
That was actually cool. From on location. Was
That'd
that the movie that had the best Disney song of all time?
I think so. As
not performed by B.B. Mac, if I've been
No,
honestly.
But
no, I think it's Return to Neverland.
Yes. Not to be confused with Back to Neverland.
Was
Completely different.
Was it something about magic? No. Do you believe in magic?
Do you believe in magic?
No, but that was Alien Age.
I want to say Faith, Trust, and Pixie Dust or something like that.
So another one you don't know.
Faith.
I don't remember the name of the song, but I'm pretty
sure. And Pixie
sure.
Dust.
I'll try.
Now, maybe you're right.
The Lost Boys song.
I'll try.
The song is Always Know Where You Are from the soundtrack to Treasure Planet. So there you go.
Seriously? Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense now.
It's real good to say, oh, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
No, it makes sense now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Flash your mega. I like Kool-Aid, wasn't it?
Yeah, Kool-Aid guy. Got to break through a wall.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I thought it was Honeycomb.
Meanwhile, Honeycomb. That's
not good. No. That's what Honeycomb is to you, not Honeycomb. Big. Yeah. It's not small.
No.
It's got big.
Honeycomb's got a big bite.
Big taste. And
for something. I never understood that line.
Really big snack. Grapple pup. Nice, Krispies.
Thanks for stumping us, you dude.
Ooh, watch it there.
But was B.B. Mac not on the soundtrack to Return to Neverland?
I don't
My
think
friend
no.
with Wikipedia in front of him?
No.
I really thought it was Return to Neverland. That's funny, but it was Treasure Planet.
Yeah, it was Treasure Planet, the credit song.
I didn't stay all the way, dude. And stay all the way to the credits.
See, it's funny. I have an MP3 of that song. It just doesn't tell me who sung it.
Oh, that's funny.
So it's like, I know the song. I just don't know who did it.
How about...
That's an underrated song.
Among their soundtracks are Return to Neverland and
Woo-hoo!
The song Do You Believe in Magic?
It was something about magic.
So Do You Believe in Magic?
Take that.
At least I'm not totally crazy.
The stumper has been stumped.
And finally, Brent concludes his email by saying...
Word to your mother.
Dude.
Isn't that like foul?
Word to your mother?
Yeah.
No, is it? It's not your mama. That's completely different.
I always thought it was
just
kind of
Vanilla,
a
I said it.
Rude thing to say.
Well, it's not like nice.
Okay, well, that's all I meant.
Pardon me.
I thought it was offensive.
Your mother, dearest mother doing this evening?
So Brent concludes his email by saying, an annual pass, around $380. Scoring, 121,000. My first time on Toy Story Midway Mania, an hour wait and my hand hurting after I wrote it. Listening to the LPP, priceless.
Wait. What was that score?
121K.
Not bad.
Yeah. Mm.
See,
that's like double my score, I'm pretty sure.
Well, see, that I think I'm roughly around there, except my accuracy is 90%.
Wow.
Ooh.
So that, I go by accuracy. I want to going to get 100 someday.
Okay. Yeah. Just shoot once, hit it,
yeah.
Stop.
I'm done.
But you get the highest score at the same time.
Oh. Well, you did say that.
Is that all for Brent?
Yep. That's it from Brent this week.
It's your turn, Captain.
I already had my turn. Remember, we covered the Captain's Challenge in the first, like, 30 seconds of the episode.
Oh, that's cool. And
yeah.
That's it?
Yep,
that's it. That's the question. It.
That's awesome. Post a message on
the
discussion board.
For the first time, no one's going to listen to the rest of this podcast.
I know. They usually just skip ahead to it.
Oh, okay.
Well, then that's the show, except if anyone has anything else they wish to speak. I know you do, Rebecca.
So the holidays are here, and I ran over to Target to pick up the Disney Holiday CD that's exclusively at Target, and it's cheesy, and it's only $7. But it's fun. It's got Goofy singing White Christmas, and Mickey and Goofy, and Minnie singing Deck the Halls. And
Bows of Holly.
And it has some kind of random...
Merry Christmas!
No, it doesn't have that. No. It has a random song called, like, Christmas in the Hundred Acre Wood, and then another one about Tinkerbell and Neverland that has the word Neverland in it, like, 26 times in the 3.5 minutes that the song is on.
So drink rum to that.
Yeah.
I believe it's eggnog.
So, you
with
know.
With rum in it.
If you're somebody who, like me, enjoys character voice music, which, you know, there's not very many of us out there, it's a new CD. It's fun.
That's very true.
With some recycled songs and some new songs. So that was cool. And then I headed over to the Grand Floridian. Because I finally remembered, after all these years living in Florida, to go to the Grand Floridian early enough to see them constructing the gingerbread house. I know. I can't believe it took me this long, but I'm so happy. It was great. The structure was, you know, up there, and they were applying the icing so that they could attach the chocolate-dipped gingerbread shingles onto
tasty.
The onto the roofing and everything.
Stiped.
And it's that's only when it's misspelled on Main Street in California. And then the lobby already smelled heavily of gingerbread. It was really cool. And I learned that it's the 10th anniversary of the gingerbread house, which means that, you know, only 10 years. I was surprised. I would have thought, you know, it'd been going on longer.
The Grand
hasn't
been around all that long.
I forget that. I think of the Grand as being here since day one, and I know it hasn't, but I think of it that way. And then I was all by myself. And then I learned
yourself.
Something that I always wondered about, and that is, do they enjoy the baking, the preparation of this? And one of the guys was putting the shingle up on the house, and when he pressed on it, you know, the icing kind of oozed out the side, looking very unsightly. So he smoothed it with his finger, and then...
He licked it?
Yes, he did!
Ah.
Hooray! Well, because it's not going to be eaten by anybody, so
exactly.
You know, you don't have to worry about that kind of stuff. I was so happy to see that. That made me... Now I will enjoy the gingerbread house even more, because it feels, like, more real. So it was fun. I had a great time watching them, you know, construct it and everything, and I took a few little videos and took a lot of pictures, so I'll post them on the website. But yay! It was cool. Now I have to go to the boardwalk and see if they're working
on
theirs yet.
Down by the sun...
Down by the sun. Is this one of those seven planets
we're
talking about earlier?
Fun under the boardwalk.
It's out of the sun.
I guess we're underneath it, huh?
Are we thinking of, you know, out at the boardwalk, down by the sea,
yes,
or are we
yes.
thinking at the boardwalk, under the boardwalk?
I'm not sure he's thinking.
You know, I'm pretty sure I'm not.
Under the boardwalk.
Do you have something more intelligent than to say?
After the captain.
After the cap, I'm just sugar meltdown from yesterday.
That's a lot of cookies.
Now, like what Doobie asked me, what's going to be the quota for you with cookies and hot chocolate? I said I was going to have 4 cookies and an equal amount of hot chocolate.
It's like 4 ounces of hot chocolate in that thing, or 5 ounces, maybe 6. It's not 8. It's not as much as 8.
5, 6.
I had the 4 hot chocolates.
And it has marshmallows.
And it has marshmallows and half of cookies in my recipe. And I had 6. I had 6.
Sugar.
6 whole cookies.
Wow.
Except one time, it was funny. She gave it to me and it was half of one.
Yeah,
that
was kind of disturbing.
Partially eaten.
Yeah, you didn't eat that one.
I didn't eat that one.
Because that was disturbing.
Because that's just wrong. So it was just, you know, rounded night. You know, a deer almost killed me, and it was a half-eaten
reindeer,
cookie.
Reindeer.
Deer at the end. Reindeer. It's a deer.
Okay.
So, yes, I didn't quite...
The cookies and cocoa don't kill you, the reindeer will.
Exactly, and now I'm...
Or the snow. Man, that snow just keeps coming and coming. That was amazing.
Yeah, they could stop that snow every now and then.
That's awesome.
Fanboy.
Lots of my pictures have snowflakes in them from the parade.
Yes.
Do you have anything to say?
What do you have to say after the captain? Wait. I do have something. I have something more interesting than the fact that I'm having sugar hangover. And that is Pirates 4, the word on the street.
Scuttlebutt?
The word on the street is that it's aiming for a 2012 release.
And finish at 2013.
That's just in time for 3 to finish.
So there you have it. 2012. That's a long ways away. I was surprised, to be honest.
Not as long as you think. If you think back to when, what is that, for you? Think back to 2004. Doesn't seem like it was that long ago.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
You know what I find...
Well, think of it this way. Between Curse of the Black Pearl and its sequel was 3 years. So this is a nice just chunky four. Gap. So.
That's the way I like my gaps.
Chunky.
Chunky.
Paul Pressler as the CEO.
I got it. You're very clever and witty. So I'm excited.
Good.
And you just can't hide it?
Because, you know... No, but you know what I... You know one thing? What kind of movies can I not stand?
Zombie movies.
And what is related to zombies?
Mummies?
No. Kind of undead, but a little less brains-ish.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
No, think I won't dissolve your blood.
Dracula?
Vampires.
Twilight?
Vampire.
Vampires.
No. Bolt? And you know how much I love dogs, right, Happy?
Wow, Happy, your voice has changed.
Killed my dog.
Twilight and Bolt are coming out the same day.
So decisions. Don't have to see a vampire
So
movie.
I am going to bet all of my subprime mortgages that Bolt will kick Twilight's booty.
I think they'll kick each other's booty, to be honest, in that... Bolt will make less money and Twilight will make less money at the same time because they're both kind of cannibalizing each other's audience. Mm.
And whose fault is that? The vampires. Because you ever see a cannibal dog? No. But have you ever seen a cannibal vampire? Of course.
More wonderful insight from Fanboy.
Thank you, Fanboy, for that genius comment.
You're welcome.
So awesome.
For all of you listening, don't see Twilight. See Bolt. And you can see Twilight next weekend.
I'm so excited about Bolt.
Yeah, me too. And more importantly, this upcoming weekend, we finally get to go to the movies again.
I am. What?
Are you going to make us suffer through that Bolt thing again?
No.
He has his little Bolt game on his iPhone and randomly starts.
See, now that you've said it, he's going to.
See, it's got Rhino in it.
Which is the little hamster that's voiced by a story artist.
Whoops. Play game. When you press, whoops. Hey, I got all the top scores. And it'll even play clips from the movie.
That's very exciting. I need danger for breakfast. You hungry?
Storm it again. That looks like clips from the trailer. Thank you, Fanboy.
You're welcome, sir.
Can't wait for Bolt. Can't wait for our movie this weekend. Winter is here.
Winter Solstice.
Winter Solstice, James Bond 2, Electric Boogaloo in 3D. Podcast at liveplace.com.
And the third dimension is time.
866-718-9408. I think that's it. Hope you got this podcast clearly because we did have our network with us this week.